Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, we're looking at the conversion of Saul in Acts chapter 9. This is Saul, who was later known as the Apostle Paul, of course. And last Sunday we saw his arrest. He was arrested. He was on his way to arrest Christians in the city of Damascus and to bring them back to Jerusalem to be imprisoned and perhaps killed. But just before he arrived in Damascus, the Lord Jesus Christ arrested him. It was high noon, and out there on that dusty desert road outside the city, Jesus stopped Saul in his tracks. And in an instant, his entire worldview, his view of God, his view of himself and his purpose in life, and especially his view about Jesus of Nazareth, was shattered and came crashing to the ground. Saul discovered in an instant the most important thing that anyone can ever discover, and that is that Jesus Christ is alive and he is God. Chapter 9, there in verse 6, it says that Saul was astonished, and that just means he was amazed beyond belief. He was astounded. He was stupefied. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to think in that moment. It's hard to put ourselves in the place of Saul and understand just what a profound moment this was, and what a life-changing, what an eternity-altering moment this was for Saul and for many, many millions who owe their hearing the gospel to the Apostle Paul. When we left off in verse 9 last week, Saul had to be led by the hand the rest of the way into Damascus because of the blinding glory of the Lord Jesus, which he had seen. And the scripture tells us that his blindness lasted 3 days, and during that time he didn't eat or drink anything. And tomorrow we'll pick up in verse 10, and we'll be introduced in our text to a man named Ananias, who lived in Damascus. And he is simply described there in verse 10 as a certain disciple. And that means he was a follower of Jesus Christ. It's one of the greatest things that anybody could have said about them, is that they are a disciple, a learner, a follower of Jesus Christ. And evidently Ananias didn't hold an office in the church. He apparently wasn't a deacon, although it appears from what we read about him that he certainly had the qualifications to be a deacon. He wasn't an elder or pastor. He certainly wasn't an apostle. He is what we might call just a normal follower of Jesus. And we'll find out in chapter 22, when we come to that chapter, that Paul describes Ananias as a devout man according to the law, who had a good testimony with all the Jews who lived in Damascus. And there are some great things that are said there by Paul about Ananias. He was a follower of Jesus, but he was a devout follower of Jesus. He was one who lived his life carefully with the reverence for God and with obedience to his will. And Ananias had a good testimony among the people who lived around him and those who knew him. And we're going to see that God used this devout disciple in a great way to minister to Saul. And Saul was in a situation where he really needed someone to minister to him. He didn't have any close friends among the Christian community at that time, you know. So this would be a shining moment for Ananias. This would be a moment that God had been preparing him for all of his life. It would be a moment that would come into his life suddenly and without any notice that it was about to happen. And it would be a moment in his life when he would obey and serve the Lord, minister to Paul, or to Saul at that time. And then Paul, we find out, would remember this, of course, for the rest of his life. And it's recorded in God's Word by Luke here in the book of Acts. And that means we can look at it and learn from it here in the 21st century. And so that's what we'll do tomorrow morning here in our message. This is the opportunity we have to learn from this portion of God's Word. Let me ask you, since you've tuned in to this preview of tomorrow's message, let me ask you just a few questions. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have you been converted to Christ the way both Saul and Ananias had been? Have you trusted in Christ and His death on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins and your salvation? Have you come to the realization, like Saul did, that Jesus is alive and that He is God? That's the only way you can become a disciple, is to be converted, to become a follower of Jesus. You must be converted by God, by the powerful Spirit of God. And if you are a follower of Jesus, let me ask you this. Are you like Ananias? Are you devout? Do you have a good testimony for Jesus with those around you, those in your family or with your friends or where you work or where you go to school or your fellow church members? Do you have a good testimony? We'll talk about those things in the message tomorrow, and I hope you'll be there to hear it. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, and maybe you've never attended even at Grace Baptist Church, but I want you to let everyone listening know that you have an invitation to come visit with us tomorrow at Grace Baptist Church. If you do, you'll find yourself among some of the sweetest people you'd ever want to meet, and you'll find some very sincere followers of Jesus Christ there, warm, loving people, and you'd be welcome to come be with us tomorrow and hear God's Word, and if you are a believer, to worship with us. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, and that's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We have a time of fellowship, about a 30-minute time of fellowship, starting at 9:30 in our fellowship hall. 10 o'clock is our Bible study for adults and our Sunday school classes for children of all ages. And then at 11 o'clock, we meet in the sanctuary, of course, for the time of worship. We do have a nursery that's available for children. If you'd like more information about our church, you can find it at gracegrandbay.com. That's our website, gracegrandbay.com. You can also access there from that website, you can access sermon audio, which is where this podcast each week is available and where our sermons are available. And so I would encourage you to take a look at that. And I hope you'll try to listen each week to this brief preview of the next day's message. Maybe share the link with others. Tell others about it. I think God can use this in our church as a tool of outreach if our members will just take advantage of it. It's very easy to do. If you need help with that, I'm sure there are folks in our church who can show you how to very easily share the link and invite others to come and be with us. And so until tomorrow, when we gather for worship, let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will truly prepare our hearts to worship. And when we do gather tomorrow and it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word. Shall we?